I'm Indy Todd. Welcome to The Point. Later in the hour, we discuss some of the reasons we're seeing an increase in the number of teens with anxiety and the new film coming to Harwich and Falmouth titled Angst, Raising Awareness Around Anxiety. But first, the future of the AmeriCorps program on the Upper Cape. AmeriCorps volunteers have contributed countless service hours in natural resource management projects, disaster response, and environmental education. That could change if there isn't a place to house volunteers on the Upper Cape. Joining us is Daniel Schell. He's the program coordinator for AmeriCorps Cape Cod. Welcome. Good to see you.
Hi, how are you?
Also with us is Catherine Garofoli, who's director of the Dennis Conservation Trust. Nice to see you again.
Thanks so much for having us today.
So, Dan, tell us more about the AmeriCorps program, you know, how it's paid for, who volunteers, how long, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we're a program, essentially our program is a partnership between Barnstable County government, and the National AmeriCorps program, which is funded by the Corporation for National Community Service, which is a branch of the federal government. Here on Cape Cod, we currently have 32 members. Going into next year, we'll have 24 members. Those are usually folks in their 20s who come to Cape Cod to volunteer 11 months of their time to do a variety of community service projects, mostly focused on our environment here on Cape Cod, so doing natural resource management projects, which includes things like invasive species removal, herring run clearing, shellfish propagation, and we also have a big disaster preparedness and response focus. So even during these last two nor'easters, we helped sandbag in Chatham and Provincetown to help hold back some of the floodwaters. And then we also partnered with Barnstable County government to staff the regional shelters here on Cape Cod.
I don't think people realize how much work these volunteers do. They do a lot.
Yeah, we're really sort of ingrained in, I think, just about every town and the various nonprofits here on Cape Cod.
And Catherine, you're an alum of AmeriCorps?
I am. I served in year 8, and it was 2006.
All right, so why did you join, and what were some of the projects that you worked on?
I was just coming out of college trying to figure out what my next steps were. And when I found out about the AmeriCorps program, it fit nicely in what I went to school for, which was coastal resource management. And as I began learning about the program, it was a great next step in that you are going to be partnered with a number of different organizations across the Cape. You are going to be living in a residential place where you had people of your same age looking towards public service and just looking for future opportunities to stay on the Cape, because I had spent a lot of my time as a child growing up in Central Mass trying to find a way to stay here and become part of the community.
So how did your experience in AmeriCorps influence your career path?
Quite honestly, it shaped everything for me. When I started, I was able to work with the Association to Preserve Cape Cod, where I later held a position there as a staff person. It helped me identify where I needed to grow and how to get to that point, as well as networking with a number of individuals across the Cape to get to the professional goals that I really wanted for myself, which was to become a director of a land trust.
And so here you are, director of the Dennis Conservation Trust. How do you use AmeriCorps volunteers?
We use them in a variety of different ways. Currently, we have an individual placement where we have a fantastic AmeriCorps volunteer, Molly Thompson. She is placed with us 2 days a week, as well as with the Department of Dennis, the Dennis Department of Natural Resources. We share her collectively. And she's helping us prepare for an environmental celebration day in Dennis that's happening in April. And she also helps in a number of other different projects, whether it's volunteer recruitment, land management, and things like that. We also use AmeriCorps Cape Cod in some of the larger management projects that we have. Just as an example, the other day we had a group of members helping us raise an osprey nesting platform on Chase Garden Creek.
So, Dan, who's eligible to use AmeriCorps volunteers, and is their work provided free of charge?
Yeah, so work is, we like to call it service because it's community service, but their service is provided free of charge. We generally provide all the tools that would be necessary and all the protective equipment for the members. But any government organization, so we partner with towns, state, federal organizations, as well as any nonprofits. We do try and focus on organizations who have similar focuses as us, so environmental groups or disaster preparedness and response.
So in the past, you've had AmeriCorps volunteers housed on the Outer Cape, the Upper Cape, Outer Cape and Upper Cape, but you recently lost your Upper Cape housing. So how many were housed in each of these locations, and what happened to the Upper Cape housing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for the last 19 years, we've had 13 members in what we call the Bourne House, which is property owned by Barnstable County in Pocasset. So for various reasons, the county's decided to no longer allow us to use that property. So right now we're looking for housing for next year. We're just going to have 12 members that we're going to be looking to house.
So you're looking to house 12 people from September to July.
Correct.
Right. So if you can't find housing, is the program in jeopardy?
The program as a whole isn't necessarily in jeopardy, but I think that it would be a huge disservice to primarily the mid and upper Cape organizations that we partner with. Our other house where the 12 members are being housed is out in Wellfleet. So just the sheer amount of time it would take to get to a place like Falmouth to do service would just be kind of burdensome on right. the members.
Now, of course, affordable housing, as we know, hard to come by in mm-hmm. our region. So you're looking for one place to house these 12 people. Mm-hmm. Would you split them up? I mean, is that a possibility? Has anybody thought, hey, you know what, Dan, we've got this place for you? I mean, had anybody come forward and say they might have some ideas for you?
Yeah, so we are trying our best to keep everyone together. Just logistically, every Monday and Friday, the members all go out and serve together in one large group and do these large-scale projects. And part of it is that they're bringing all of the tools and stuff, which are centrally located at the house. So it's pretty easy to just load up the trucks and head out to a project. If they were sort of in a scattered model for housing, it'd be a little bit tougher to organize those logistics. And we think the residential component, it really helps foster a team environment and community with the members. So we're looking to keep everyone together. As far as other options that we've looked into, we've been in talks with Joint Base Cape Cod and a few of the towns to see if we can work something out.
But so far, nothing.
Yeah, so far, nothing has been solidified. We have our fingers crossed that hopefully
something will come up. Yeah. And Catherine, you're nodding your head about this being, you even mentioned that being with the people your own age and being able to kind of talk about what you do in your futures and things like that.
Absolutely. It's a great, it's a place where you're coming together with people that are on the same level with you. You're similar ages, similar trajectories. And quite frankly, when I served, it was probably one of the most transformative years of my life, where I was able to not only make those professional connections, but make some of the best personal relationships I've ever had in my adult life. And so it really does shape a person. And it enables people to come in and actually feel like they're making a difference. On a given day, you're going out and you're doing so much service where you can see the impact that you're having on the natural community here.
Yeah. We're talking about AmeriCorps. 866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. We'll talk more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point. We are talking about the future of the AmeriCorps program on the Upper Cape. They recently lost their housing for volunteers on the Upper Cape. And with us is Daniel Schell, Program Coordinator for AmeriCorps Cape Cod, and Catherine Garofoli, who's the Director of the Dennis Conservation Trust. There are a number of organizations that we're talking about that on the Upper Cape that benefit from the AmeriCorps volunteers. And Sandwich Emergency Management Director Brian Gallant emailed us. He said, the AmeriCorps volunteers are invaluable to the regional shelter operations. They do a fantastic job, act professionally, and always willing to help. So then what are some of the things they do when we're activating the shelters?
Yeah, so our members help really from the start of opening the shelters. They manage registration. In this most recent deployment to the two times we opened shelters due to the nor'easters, they were helping. There's a lot of elderly in the shelters, so they were helping them just sort of get around, helping to put out food that's provided by the Red Cross. Really, literally anything and everything.
So whatever you need me to do.
Whatever's right. needed to be done, they
right.
do it.
All right, the 300 Committee is another organization that utilizes AmeriCorps volunteers on the Upper Cape. And joining us on the phone is Alexandra Zolo. She's the 300 Committee's Stewardship Coordinator, and she's been an AmeriCorps service partner for several years. Welcome, Alexandra.
Good morning.
Good morning. The 300 Committee is a Falmouth-based nonprofit focused on land conservation. What are some of the projects that volunteers have worked on there in the past?
We have benefited from help from everything from habitat restoration and expansion to invasive removal and trail work and general cleanup. They kind of run the gamut with helping us out as an organization.
And so how, if we lost those AmeriCorps volunteers on the Upper Cape, what impact would that have on the 300 Committee?
It's hard to put it in words. You know, I was looking at some numbers, and in just the past 7 months, the amount of help that the town of Falmouth alone has received is at over $42,000.
Wow.
So just putting it in a monetary figure, like, that's huge. And that runs across, like, shellfish propagation and helping the town. And it's really helped strengthen the relationship within our community. So it's not just the interdepartmentally with the town, but with organizations like us, being a land trust and other small organizations. So it's kind of huge.
Yeah. Alexandra Zola from the 300 Committee, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. And Dan, okay, this is one organization that we're talking about, and there are lots more. I imagine they're all going, oh my gosh, let's get to find some housing for these people. You've got everybody kind of a little bit nervous about this, right?
Yeah. We've really had just an outpouring of support from service partners. We have an overwhelming amount of alums who are still here on Cape Cod. Over 50 alums still reside on the Cape. So we've just had a lot of support coming from them, folks going to commissioners' meetings and speaking, writing letters to the Assembly of Delegates, just sort of overwhelming support from folks, which has been great.
866-999-4626 is our number if you'd like to chime in. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. Now, we're mentioning we've had a number of nor'easters this past winter, mostly in the same month, and we could see hurricanes, like knock on whatever this is that we don't. But if AmeriCorps volunteers aren't available to staff regional emergency shelters or prepare ahead of natural disasters, who would fill those shoes? Who would do that? Do you know?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we actually just had this discussion with Sean O'Brien, who's the director of the health department and oversees the regional shelters. And honestly, there's not a clear answer. There are other organizations who help out, organizations like DART, some of the community emergency response teams, American Red Cross. But in particular, in the winter, a lot of those folks are snowbirds, and they're just not around to man the shelters. So our AmeriCorps folks are really the ones that take the lead and are there to respond.
Yeah. Catherine, AmeriCorps volunteers who serve on the Cape can learn many important skills, as you were talking about, a lot about the region where they serve. How do AmeriCorps volunteers continue to contribute to a community even after they've finished the program?
From my experience, a number of members that have served in AmeriCorps Cape Cod really truly fall in love with the region, and they try and make every effort to stay. As you and I both know, having young professionals on the Cape, it really needs to be a priority in order for us to be in positions of leadership within the community, have a fresh perspective on what's happening, whether that's affordable housing or dealing with our wastewater issue. AmeriCorps members want to stay, and many of them, like myself and a number of other people within town departments, are alumni, and they come here and they find these positions and are very qualified to fill them. And AmeriCorps Cape Cod truly is our succession plan. As people are starting to retire from some of these director of natural resource positions and things like that, former AmeriCorps alumni really step up to the plate because they have what it takes to get things done here.
Of course, and we want young families, and we want young families who are in love with Cape Cod, of course.
Exactly.
So what have you heard from other nonprofits or municipalities on the Upper Cape about the potential loss of AmeriCorps volunteers?
So from the land trust community alone, I know that there are a number of organizations that are extremely concerned. A group of alumni have come forward to try and help the AmeriCorps program identify housing. We're really trying to just get the word out there, because up to this point, a lot of people really didn't know about the program other than people in the department.
Who use it, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah,
who use it. And so right now, our main goal is to just really reach out to the community, let them know how much impact this program has and how we can move forward to make sure that it stays intact.
Daniel, the budget President Trump put in Congress in February would have eliminated funding for AmeriCorps. What's the status of federal funding, and are you concerned about the future of the program under the current administration?
It's always a concern, especially when a president puts in to eliminate the Corporation for National Community Service. However, with the budget that Congress just passed, there was actually increased funding for that organization. So at this point, we're not worried about federal funding moving forward, at least for the next year. So we're excited about that and enthused that we had such bipartisan support in Congress.
What's the other funding? Where do you get funding other than federal funding?
Yeah, so about half of our funding comes from the federal government. The other half comes from a mix of funds. Half of that is cash match from Barnstable County. So we're actually considered sort of a county department. So we get a little bit of money from them. And the other half is what we call in-kind match to our grant. And so we have traditionally used our housing as that match to the grant. Mm-hmm. So that includes the two houses that we currently have out in Wellfleet and the house provided by the county.
Yeah. So when you have news of this, that we're going to cut funding, and there are a lot of people who are fans of AmeriCorps, do you have people kind of coming up and saying, well, I want to donate? I mean, is that what do people do that?
On occasion, we actually, so I've been in my position for a little under 2 years, and we actually just got our first check donation from a citizen of Brewster. So that was kind of exciting. I think that was probably a result of a Cape Cod Times article that was out there.
So even if listeners can't provide housing on the Upper Cape for AmeriCorps volunteers, are there other ways that they can help? Are there other things people can do?
Yeah, I think the best thing that they could do is probably just reaching out to either their town managers or their selectmen or the county commissioners and just letting them know that they really value this program and that they see the importance of having these young folks here on Cape Cod and providing community service.
Are you nodding your head? Go ahead, Catherine.
I would completely agree with that. I mean, if we can organize and reach out to our elected officials to just promote the program, I know that they're dealing with a number of different issues on a daily basis, but the collective voice is that this program is important to our community and we need to make sure that we're heard.
Do they work out with the National Seashore? Do you have AmeriCorps volunteers doing stuff at the Seashore? I have this vague recollection of
them. Yeah, absolutely. They're probably our largest partner on Cape Cod. So we currently have six members who are dedicated 5 days a week to serving with Dave Crary, who's the fire management officer out there, and they're a specially trained group. They receive wildland firefighting training. So they do a lot of prescribed burning, pile burns, a lot of invasive species removal, grassland restoration, those types of projects. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we have two other members who are placed there 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah. Now, who can be an AmeriCorps volunteer? These kids are coming from, I say young people, are coming from all over the place, right? So where do you find them and who's eligible?
Yeah, so a lot of members come to us sort of from the National Clearinghouse for all of the AmeriCorps programs. There's programs all over the country. So we get members through that from just about anywhere and everywhere. We've gotten them from Idaho, Iowa, California, all over the place. Generally, our members sort of are in their 20s, but we don't necessarily have an age range, just that they're over 18. And other than that, we just ask that they have 2 years of experience either in an environmental field doing community service or of education.
Yeah. Final thoughts, Catherine?
This program really, truly is the shining gem of Barnstable County, in my opinion. It's providing so many different services on a variety of different levels to all of the Cape Cod towns, as well as enabling young people to get professional experience. It's a program that should be supported, and a group of us, alumni and service partners, are really hoping that the rest of Cape Cod will see the value in it.
Daniel, final thought?
Yeah, I just think the program is really a valuable thing to have here on Cape Cod. I consider myself lucky every day to be the program coordinator for the organization and get to work with 32 amazing young people who come to the Cape and do a lot of good for the community here.
And who are always smiling. I don't think I've ever seen an AmeriCorps volunteer who wasn't smiling.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to have a link with more information about the AmeriCorps Cape Cod program at our website, capeandislands.org. Daniel Schell, program coordinator for AmeriCorps Cape Cod, and Catherine Garofoli, director of Dennis Conservation Trust. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thank
you. I hope that housing comes through for you.
Thanks, Mindy.
Coming up after break, why we're seeing a rise in teenage anxiety and what parents, educators, and the community can do.